您正在收听的是 SBS 广播中文普通话节目，更多节目内容请浏览 sbs.com.au/mandarin 或下载应用程序 SBS Radio App。
懂英语，说好英语，可以帮助您改善在澳大利亚的生活。在 SBS 学英语播客的每一集中，我们都会解释澳大利亚的生活和表达方式。您将在这些趣味解读中提高您的英语水平，了解澳大利亚。准备好了吗？
Learning English helps me get around on public transport.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country.And their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands, and waterways throughout Australia.
Hello, everyone. It's Gloria again. I have to share. It was such a hassle coming into work today. I usually take public transport to work, mainly trains.However, there's been a lot of bus replacements happening lately for my train line because there are so many building projects to do with the new metro system across different parts of the city. Have you all noticed? There's been a lot of public transport changes recently. In Sydney, for example, they've just opened new metro lines. And in Queensland, they're testing public transport fares for only 50 cents wherever you go. And in Melbourne, there have been so many bus replacements for weeks now. A bus replacement, in case you haven't had one recently, is when the train company provides a bus rather than a train, because the trains can't run for some reason, like if they're doing work on the train line. And I don't know why...For some reason, people love coming up to me and ask directions to different places. Does it happen to you too? Well, whether they do or they don't, the phrases we're practicing here today will be very useful when you or somebody else is confused about train platforms or bus schedules. This time, Claire is having some problems, and she's looking for a friendly face to help her. That's Alan.Let's hear their conversation.
Excuse me, can I just ask you a really quick question?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
I need to hop on this train to get to the shops, but they seem to be disrupted with all of the construction happening today.
Well, yeah, disruptions on certain lines are making life difficult. You can catch an express to Parliament Station instead and then walk from there, or get on the replacement bus, which stops at all stations.
I don't follow. Are you saying it would be best to take the bus?
Yeah, the bus might be the better option. But keep your ear to the ground, because they keep changing the services around. You need to pay attention to the announcements.
All right, cheers. This is such a nightmare, but thanks for your help. Have a lovely day.
Cheers, you too. Safe travels.
I wonder if Claire will get to where she needs to go. Well, we can't help her with a bus situation, but we can go through this conversation in detail. Shall we start? What's up is a friendly way of greeting someone and asking how they are and what is happening. In this case, it's an informal way of saying, What is the problem and how can I help? Claire replied,
I need to hop on this train to get to the shops, but they seem to be disrupted with all of the construction happening today.
For the phrase hop on, it means jumping onto the vehicle. You can use this for many types of transport. For example, you can hop onto a bus or a tram. If trains are disrupted, then they are not running the way they usually do. In this case, because of the constructions,And guess what kind of trains can be disrupted too? Train of thoughts! It is a series of thoughts or ideas that are connected to each other. For example, if somebody asks you a question while you're trying to think about what you need to buy at the shops, you can say, they disrupted my train of thoughts. Either way, disruption makes life difficult. which means something causes a lot of troubles, stress, and inconvenience. Then, Alan had some suggestions for Claire.
Well, yeah, disruptions on certain lines are making life difficult. You can catch an express to Parliament Station instead and then walk from there, or get on the replacement bus, which stops at all stations.
Express buses are buses which don't stop at all the stops on a journey, so that they are usually quicker, while other buses might stop at a lot of stations and so are rather slow. So don't get on the wrong bus. Claire then said something that is really useful for us learners.
I don't follow. Are you saying it would be best to take the bus?
I don't follow. This is a great phrase you can use if you don't understand something. As language learners, we might need to use it a lot. And the best thing about this phrase is that hopefully the person you're talking to will try and explain in a simpler way, which Alan did when he said,
"Yeah, the bus might be the better option, but keep your ear to the ground because they keep changing the services around."
Alan doesn't mean you all need to lie down and put one side of your face on the floor. To put your ear to the ground means to pay careful attention to what is happening around you and to what people are saying. In this case, it's the announcements about which train lines are not running. Claire is obviously having a bit of trouble dealing with the disrupted train services. I can sympathize. Sometimes train schedules can be really confusing, especially when the services are delayed. If something is delayed, then it will arrive later than expected because something else has made it late. Like building works, for example. When Claire said,
"All right, cheers. This is such a nightmare, but thanks for your help. Have a lovely day."
A nightmare is a bad dream. But here it simply means that Claire is having an extremely unpleasant experience. I mean, it would really be a nightmare if she wanted to go shopping, but the train was so delayed that by the time she arrived at the shops, they were already closed. Now that we have had a look at some words and phrases we can use to talk about how to get around public transport, let's listen to the dialogue again.
"Excuse me, can I just ask you a really quick question?"
"Yeah, sure. What's up?"
"I need to hop on this train to get to the shops, but they seem to be disrupted with all of the construction happening today."
"Well, yeah. Disruptions on certain lines are making life difficult. You can catch an express to Parliament Station instead and then walk from there, or get on the replacement bus, which stops at all stations."
I don't follow. Are you saying it would be best to take the bus?"
"Yeah. The bus might be the better option, but keep your ear to the ground, because they keep changing the services around. You need to pay attention to the announcements."
"All right, cheers. This is such a nightmare, but thanks for your help. Have a lovely day."
"Cheers, you too. Safe travels."
So my guest today, you may recognise his voice if you've ever caught a train in Melbourne.
Good morning and welcome to the Voice of Melbourne.
Good morning and welcome to the Voice of Melbourne.
Good morning and welcome to SBS Learn English.
Hi, Lawrence. Welcome and thank you for being here. Lawrence is known for his cheerful train announcements in Melbourne. So, Lawrence, I've seen and heard of your train announcements before. I remember this particular bad day because of the replacement buses for me. But your jolly voice brightened up my day for at least half of the bus ride. Thank you. And I am curious, what inspired your style of announcements?
The announcement style was inspired by relating to the common experience of every passenger. Every passenger has had to deal with replacement buses at one stage or late trains. Everyone's tired at the end of the day, or they get frustrated with the constant seagulls trying to steal food out of your hands and stuff like that. So most of the material was just drawn on what people experience when they go through public transport, just as a common experience amongst all passengers.
That sounds really cool. I like the idea of sharing common experiences. But when it comes to sharing, I think of languages. So I want to ask, have you ever had an English learner asking for clarifications on your announcements?
Funny enough, no. Some of my biggest fans were people who spoke English as a second language. Whether they were simply drawing the most essential information out of the announcement or enjoying nearly everything about it, I never had anyone who didn't understand what was being said, which I think it's a good reflection on good announcement technique. But I think it also speaks to, again, the common experience amongst everybody is that everybody sort of understood what was being said.
Yeah, definitely. I think your train announcement style brought people across culture and language backgrounds together. Have you ever tried to do an announcement in another language?
I haven't myself, but when I worked at train stations and I was training new staff to be platform announcers as well, many of them come from a variety of different ethnic and cultural backgrounds, and so I would encourage them to say a greeting in their own language. Someone that I was training towards the end of my tenure at my last station was from Colombia, and I would encourage her to say good morning or good evening in Spanish, because no matter where you're from in the world, you know what those mean. You know, I think everybody understands a greeting or a goodbye in at least 10, 15, 20 different languages. Even if they can't speak that language fluently, they still understand what a greeting or a farewell is. And I think it's one of those unique things that really ties everybody in a country like Australia together in such a multicultural society. And sometimes it can tug at that little heartstring inside them. It reminds them of being at home or something. So it can be a really deeply personal experience for some people. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, 100%. I can't agree more. Spread the kindness around. Thank you for sharing your story. So, Lawrence, can you help us learn some phrases that we practiced in this episode?
Sure.
It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does the phrase hop on mean?
Hop on means jumping onto the vehicle. You can use this for many types of transport, like bus or tram.
If someone say they don't follow, what does it mean?
When someone says they don't follow, it means they don't understand something.
How about keep your ear to the ground?
Keep your ear to the ground means to pay careful attention to what is happening around you and to what people are saying.
Now, let's practice some of the phrases by repeating after Ellen and Claire.
What's up?
I need to hop on this train to get to the shops.
Disruptions on certain lines are making life difficult.
I don't follow.
Keep your ear to the ground.
This is such a nightmare, but thanks for your help.
We've got learning notes and a full transcript on our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish. Also, feel free to find us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm Gloria. Thank you for learning English with me.
了解澳洲，融入澳洲，欢迎登录 sbs.com.au/language/mandarin 获取更多澳大利亚新闻和资讯。